find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the first day of June 2007. You know, I say the date every day on this program, twice a day. And I hear myself saying these dates, and I still don't believe it. I mean, I often joke about this, but it seems to be kind of true. It is almost like our life has been recorded, and we don't have to use VHS. Now they have DVD. And it's almost like our life has been laid down on a DVD, and somebody has hit the fast forward on this thing, and all you're seeing is blurring images. I honestly, folks, I think the days are about 14 and a half hours long anymore. They're not 24. They seem to be about 9.5, 10 hours short. I'd like to take the opportunity, and we are doing a pledge drive on this network, folks. We do have to pick up and get out of Dodge. Well, the other side of Dodge will still be in Round Rock, Texas, about 2 miles from this present location. And we're trimming all the corners that we can to make us the leanest and meanest radio network out there. Actually, our rent is going to be $1,000 less a month where we're going. And we have just as much usable space as we had here in the old building. So, but all of this takes money, and folks, we have been behind in the bills for the first time, I think, in 3 years. As a matter of fact, this month is our anniversary in 17 days. We will have been on the air for 3 years. And we have only begun to scratch the surface, folks. It is going to take a lot more people that are hearing the information, such as the United States Representative John Duncan that was listening to my program yesterday. We are reaching people, ladies and gentlemen. Good people are paying attention, but they've got to know that there are a large segment, a large group of people in this country that give a hoot, that know the difference between a truth and a lie, that know the difference between a democracy and a republic, that know what government we're supposed to be under. And this is our duty and our obligation. I hate to put it to you like this, but you've been recruited by virtue of the fact that you were born in this country. You have a duty and an obligation to participate in it. It needs your help now. It needs the restoration. It's not gone. It's well on its way. As I've said, it's the sleigh ride to hell, and they forgot to lay the snow down. It's a bumpy ride. But we can pull this thing back. But good people out there that are in position have got to know that they have the support of the public. They have got to know that there are educated people out there. Do you think Ron Paul would be saying the things that he's saying if he didn't know that there was a large constituency base out here that would support him? I mean, admittedly, he is shocked himself. He had no idea that his numbers would be as they are. He had no idea from what corners support was going to come from. I mean, even liberals, folks, liberals, supporting one of the most conservative statesmen in Washington, D.C. Does that tell you something? People are hungering for the truth. They want honest people in positions of power in this country. Because without the honest people in positions of power, we're going to keep getting what we have right now. More crime, corruption, more disdain for you and me and our rights, our God-given rights. And we're just a taxpayer. We're just that rat running on the wheel in there. And as soon as we become unnecessary, we're disposable. I, my friends, or you, none of us are disposable. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be unplugging a satellite, the analog satellite out there. So you people are listening to the broadcast today. Sorry. The analog is going away. We were one of the last people that got in on the tail end of this boat ride and were able to go up and stay on C-SPAN where everybody else was dropping because, well, it's old technology. The digital stuff is in. It's like the difference between VHS and DVD, folks. I mean, literally. One's analog and the other one's digital. So the technology is old and it's going bye-bye, and we're going to shut this off probably next week. So you C-band listeners out there, I hate to do it, but it's got to go. But here's the good news. The good news is that you can upgrade, and you can call Chris Hansen here at the network. If you've got a dish that's out there functioning, all you have to do, you can use the same dish, get another feed horn and the KU box, which are not that expensive at all, and you're going to have... Not only are you going to have a satellite system that works well, it's going to be coming at you at 128K. The sound quality is outstanding. We've got the bugaboos worked out of the everything. Gosh, we had Comrexes shorting out. We had lightning strikes at the satellite companies, at the uplinks. I mean, it's been a rough ride. But the quality is never been better on that KU thing. So if you guys out there with the old analog systems, the only thing you got to do is replace the feed horn and the box, put a KU box on it, and you're good to go. And we sell these dishes and the boxes for $149, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why we use the 30-inch dishes and not the smaller ones, they're not susceptible to rain fade or snow fade or whatever fade, ice, whatever the case may be. But here's the better thing for you analog people out there, that if you put a KU feed horn on one of those big dishes you got, you're going to be not only rain fade proof, you're going to be hurricane proof. I mean, I think moon, if it jumped out of its orbit and passed between the satellite and Earth, you'd still get us through the moon. That has a lot of power to collect energy, dishes that size. So at any rate, that will be going away next week. So if you would like to call the network and make arrangements to pick up a KU satellite dish, please avail yourself to do it. We have the one of the better units out there at the cheapest price, folks. And I have always done this, maybe, Ken, to my detriment, that we have always offered the products, good products out there, and we weren't hawkish on the price. We weren't out there gouging people. Is my opinion that anything that this network has, it has a specific function and it has a need. And why should we charge just because we could? Why would you want to pay more for a product? I don't care if you're buying from us. I don't care if it's a Cato radio. I don't care if it's a water filtration. I don't care if it's aeronizers. I don't care if it's satellite dishes. I don't care if it's gold and silver. We will not be beat on price. And that is geared for one thing, you people out there in the listening audience, to give you the mostest for the leastest. And what, Ken? Oh, and to help us. Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, that does go both ways, does it not? When you support this network, when you support the products that this network has to offer, or you take advantage of the services, or you buy the products from our advertisers, folks, advertising is what keeps this network on the air. Well, at least defers some of the bills. But support the advertisers. You know, take a look at their products. If you were thinking about buying a product, listen to what's being offered. Take a look at the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at the site. If there's a product up there that you were thinking about purchasing, purchase it from us. It helps the advertiser, it helps the network, and it helps you because you get rock-bottom prices on it. That's the bottom line. Not to fatten it, but to give everybody a square deal all the way around. You win, we win, the audience out there wins, everybody wins. And I like scenarios where it's a win-win-win situation. Can't be beat. I'd like to say thank you to Nick C. in Ohio, $20 contributor. George B. in Florida, thank you, George. Appreciate that, $60. Tom Harrington, I appreciate this very much, from North Carolina, $100. Wilford M. in Tennessee, $100. Thank you, Willard. Ken C. in Tennessee, $30. Thank you. Wade S. in D.C. Ooh, he's in the District of Criminals. I feel sorry for you, my friend. $20. Dayton W. out of L.A. Or is that Louisiana? Or is that Lower Alabama? At any rate, wherever you're out there at Dayton, W., I think that's Louisiana. $5. Thank you. Ken D. in Colorado, $50. Thank you. And do not forget that you can go up to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and hit the PayPal button. Boy, I know it's Friday. The PayPal button, and you can make a one-time donation, or you can have an amount that you're comfortable with, and it can be an automatic deduction for up to a year, or you specify how many months you want it to last. Forever would be nice, but if it's only in your budget to do it for 6 months or a year, we'll make automatic deductions off of your credit card every single month. And it will show up on your billing as CSIN. All right? So nobody has gotten in there and stolen your information, is making charges. It will show up on your charges as CSIN. So we appreciate all the people that are in support of this network, all the talk show hosts that are on this network, all the advertisers that are pouring their money into the network, you know, trying to do some business, trying to survive with good products that you folks need. Support them. If for nothing else, if you don't need anything, and I haven't met anybody yet that says that I don't need something, but if you got everything you need, and you hear a product being advertised on this network, and it's a toll-free number, just give them a call and say, hey, look, you know, I looked at your product. I don't need it right now, or I might have some friends or whatever might purchase the product, but I just want to thank you for supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. That goes a long way with those people coming back next month and the month after. So please do it. It seems like a small thing and almost seems to maybe sometimes to listeners that it's unnecessary. No, it's more than necessary to have these advertisers on board. You know, it used to crack me up. When we did Republic Radio International, we did it basically commercial-free. I think maybe we'd have maybe one 60-second commercial or whatever the case might have been. And for the longest time, people were calling me up and going, I hate all those commercials. Get rid of them. And I told them, I said, well, okay, fine. I'd be happy to comply with your wishes. You know, really, folks, I mean, commercials are commercials. If they're of value, you know, we're not there running Burger Barf or Burger King or whatever the case may be. We don't have the corporate accounts. But I said to the gentleman, I said, that's fine. I said, I'll drop the commercials tomorrow. Just send me a check for $600,000. And by the way, send that to me every year because that's what it takes to run this network. $600,000 a year. And we're not doing that off of advertising, and we're not doing that all off of product sales. And we're not doing that all off of gold and silver sales. And it doesn't matter. What you purchase from this network, you're assured of the best deal out there. So, folks, give yourself a break. Give us a break. All right. Into the news. Rick Perry. Remember the story I did yesterday, if you listened to the broadcast yesterday, talking about Rick Perry being summoned. Being summoned in to Istanbul, Turkey. Why? Well, he's a global player, folks. And Aaron Dykes did this story. Governor Perry summoned to Bilderberg while insider trading charges mount in related Texas buyout. Ron Paul says of the Bilderbergs, a sign that he's very much involved in the international conspiracy as Texas governor off to global government think tank secret meeting. That's what Ron Paul said about it. He said it exactly how it is. It's an international conspiracy. Texas Governor Rick Perry's attendance at this year's Bilderberg meeting was reported today by the Dallas Morning News and confirmed by the governor's press office as he left Austin for Istanbul, where the exclusive and private meeting of elites from throughout the Western world will take place. The trip could be in violation of the Logan Act, which prevents U.S. citizens from unauthorized negotiations with foreign entities. Now, while the agenda of the meeting is kept secret, the overlap in interest between Governor Perry and the Bilderberg is clear. As Texas becomes increasingly overrun by international firms taking control over land, roads, and newly privatized utilities, seizing Texas in a manner similar to IMF takeover of third world nations. Rick Perry has not only been instrumental in the contentious development of the Trans-Texas Corridor, often argued to be necessary infrastructure for regional government under the CFR plans for a North American community, and the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, signed by President Bush, Rick Perry has also privatized TXU, that's Texas Utilities, handing it off to global investment firms in private control who are heavily involved in the Bilderberger Group. The $45 billion TXU buyout is no less than the largest buyout ever. It involves at least three firms represented annually at the Bilderberg, each characteristic of global investment. Goldman Sachs, represented by Chairman Peter D. Sutherland, also Chairman of British Petroleum, BP. Kohlberg, Kravis, and Robertson Company, KKR, represented by Henry R. Kravis, founder and partner, and Credit Suisse, First Boston, represented by Chairman and CEO Ronald S. Lloyd. More on this and other information coming up. Glad you could join us on this Friday, ladies and gentlemen. After the show, I think I'm going to jump on the old motorcycle and get down to Austin because it's bike weekend down there. I think there's about 60,000 motorcycles down there. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Now, as I was talking about the TXU buyout, the largest buyout ever of a utility company in this country, folks, now the biggest ever buyout is unfolding in scandal. As Ajaz Rahim, head of the investment banking at Saudi-owned Faisal Bank in Pakistan, is criminally charged with conspiracy and securities fraud for insider trading based on information he received from Credit Suisse, who advised him on the TXU deal. Hafez Mohammed Zabur Nassim, an investment banker with Credit Suisse Securities USA, was also charged criminally with conspiracy and securities fraud earlier in this month. Whether further charges could be forthcoming in the TXU insider trading scandal remains to be seen, but Governor Perry was involved in facilitating the TXU buyout, including the issuance of an executive order to instigate fast-track approval for the TXU plant deals. And I'll tell you what. Oh, they were real proud of themselves, appealing to the green meanies out here. That, we had 11 or 12 coal-fired plants to go online. Well, they're not going to build them. Now, and folks, remember what old Prez Clinton did? What was that out in the Rocky Mountains, Ken? The low-sulfur, best coal on planet Earth, right, for energy? Can't touch it. Can't mine it. We have enough fossilized fuel in this country. Not that it would be a good idea to keep burning fossil fuels, I will agree. But I don't think this has anything to do with our global warming problem, because you know what, ladies and gentlemen, what they're not telling you is when the Earth is not heating up, it's cooling down. And this goes on 90,000-year cycles. And guess what? We're on the cycle of warming temperatures, and that is a trend in this country. The archaeologists know this. The people that dig in the dirts and dig in the mountains and look at formations and rocks and layers of sediment, they'll tell you. But no, you see, folks, it's all global warming, and we're the biggest contributor to global warming. Horse Pucky, this is another medium, another way of control for taxation. Don't believe it? Wait till you're hit with a carbon tax. A buck a gallon for gas in this country. You think gas prices are high right now? You're going to be paying $4 or $5 on a regular basis for a gallon of lousy gasoline. You know, it was interesting. I saw a cartoon earlier today where a guy is standing there with a gas can over his barbecue pit, and he was ready to pour it on, and his wife came running out and grabbed the can from him. And he says, "What's the matter? Too dangerous?" And she says, "No, too expensive." Meet Bush World Bank nominee, PNAC member, Bilderberg attendee, CFR member, Trilateral Commission member, NAFTA architect, and Enron advisor. Who am I talking about? Oh, that's right. The guy, Robert Zoellick, that was just handpicked by Bush to sit at the World Bank presidency. I have been asking the question, but I haven't gotten an answer yet from anybody, as to who the president is to be nominating for president of a banking, private banking entity. Who is George Bush to be nominating this guy? Who is Robert Zoellick, and why is Bush promoting him? Their other neocon buddy, Wolfowitz, got bounced out, and it wasn't because of the secretary deal, folks. They don't go after each other on something like that. That was something danker and much darker, that they had to bounce this guy out before he was caught. What he did, I don't know, but I can tell you this. Did we bounce President Clinton out of office because of the Monica Lewinsky affair in the Oval Office? I don't think so. So what sins did Wolfowitz really commit? That's going to be interesting. That will be revealed in future time, I'm sure. But for right now, we just do not know. But again, I ask the question, who is George Bush to be nominating for the presidency of a private company? What is the connection there? Well, Infowars.net, Steve Watson's story here. And he does some good research. President Bush's reaction to the loss of close ally, ultra-globalist and PNAC war hawk Paul Wolfowitz as president of the World Bank has been to nominate one of his best friends, closest allies, and ultra-globalist PNAC war hawk Robert Zoellick for the position. Zoellick is the creme de la creme of Washington's elite. His Wikipedia entry reveals him to be a globalist all-rounder who has worked his way into the upper echelons of every shadowy body and organization of thinkers and power brokers you can think of. Like Wolfowitz, Zoellick is a member of the hawkish neoconservative think tank project for the New American Century, PNAC, who pushed hard to invoke the notion that evil foreign enemies who hated America should be preemptively dealt with. Now, Zoellick and PNAC famously wrote a letter to former President Clinton asking him to go to war with Iraq in 1998, and later in 2000 predicted a catastrophic and catalyzing new Pearl Harbor-like event, would help shape U.S. military interventionism in the Middle East and allow for global domination for the next century. Zoellick is also a member of the unelected policymakers and rampant globalization advocate groups, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. He is also regular at the powerful global policy defining Bilderberg group meetings, having attended in 1991, 2003, and last year, 2006, and currently attending the 2007 Bilderberg meeting, which begins in Istanbul, Turkey. Now, Zoellick has served under Bush Sr. as a White House Deputy Chief of Staff, an assistant to the president, and also worked under Bush family lawyer and big oil playboy James Baker during his tenure as Secretary of State. I'll finish this up when we get back. Much more information coming your way. Stay tuned on this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. We'll take this short break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
While serving, and I'm talking about Robert Zoellick here, while serving in the Bush senior administration, Zoellick was also instrumental in sealing the NAFTA accord with Mexico. Serving as special assistant to Bush in his relations with President Salinas of Mexico, who had serious reservations on the deal but was eventually strong-armed to accepting by constant pressure from Zoellick. He was also instrumental in promoting the Central American Free Trade Agreement as U.S. Trade Representative between 2001 and 2005, and has consistently pushed the free trade agenda, that being legalized robbery and looting and the monopolization of the global economy. Zoellick also played a key role in the U.S. World Trade Organization dispute against the European Union over genetically modified foods. The move sought to force genetically modified crops and food on the EU, which would not otherwise accept them or be slow to do so. Zoellick also has key ties with corporate elite, having serving as an executive at Goldman Sachs and also paid consultant on the Enron Advisory Board, owning Enron shares worth between $15,000 and $50,000, which he sold before the energy plant went bankrupt. Zolich also served on the boards of such corporations of Alliance Capital, Jones Intercable, Sade Holdings, and the Precursor Group. Currently, Deputy Secretary of State Zolich is expected to be ratified by the bank's board as the new president later this month after the formal nomination puppet theater show procedure ends here, the Dog and Pony Show. That's a little problem over at the World Bank solved for the globalists then, I suppose. And isn't it fascinating, folks, that, you know, these people are being nominated for presidential, or I'm sorry, being not presidential, presidents of world banks. And these are the very engineers that are pushing the North American Union, the globalization process of this country. There's no tracks to cover here. There's a direct line right to the critters responsible and the players. We're naming the players. So here it is. It's not a conspiracy theory, folks. It's a conspiracy fact. And I'll tell you what, maybe that's what we should be doing. Every time the term conspiracy theory is used, and I gotta admit, there's some outlandish stuff that's either injected into this to knock the credibility and drive down the credibility of people that are really actually talking about real conspiracies. You know, that a lot of that stuff goes on, but we should never back away from the fact that these are conspiracy facts. It's not a theory. This is not a working theory. This is a working model that they're doing right now. By the way, I didn't read the other information on the Rick Perry story, and I'm going to do that right now because this gives you a better idea. It's not just about Rick Perry, about being a governor and what the crook he is and a traitor to his own people in this country. No, it's deeper than that, because this is going to be cookie cuttered all across the nation, all over the country. You know, this is what we told people. I had one guy tell me one day that, well, he's sick of hearing about the Trans-Texas Corridor and the road conversions down here, and what big deal it is that the state can't pay for the roads. Who cares if a foreign country owns it? I said, you're not getting it, are you? That our assets are being sold off to foreign entities for control. Oh, you don't care who owns your house? Okay, well then, I guess you can make the payments on other people's houses and let them live in it then, if that's your reasoning. Last year, after private meetings with the TXU executive, Perry fast-tracked the permitting process for TXU's 11-plant expansion through an executive order, slashing the time frame in half to 6 months. Why did he do that? Well, why do they do fast-tracking? So the opposition doesn't have time to mount, ask serious questions, and grind it to a halt, whatever illegal or unconstitutional, immoral or unethical thing they're doing. That's why they fast-track. The bottom line, only Governor Perry and TXU, which stands to make a lot of money, are championing these plants. Now, while his executive order was challenged by politicians, his accessibility to the globalist firms is clear. He is willing to take part in the total and literal looting of Texas and its land and other resources as public interest and private property are seized, then sold off to business partners and exploited for profit. The unprecedented leveraging of Texas to foreign entities follows closely the blueprint for control used by the IMF in the buyout and seizure of third world nations, which the IMF takes over after impossible loans are not paid back. The IMF loans themselves are specifically designed so that default is certain, matched against stringent conditions that give leverage and control to the bank and its interest. Texas's pivotal role in plans for regional government in North America through the Trans-Texas Corridor, as well as its close relationship with Mexico, has made it a central target for globalist development operations. Thus, ensuring total access to figureheads like Perry is critical for the Bilderberg and its web of global influence. Furthermore, Texas has been relatively free from federal control in terms of land ownership up to this point and has been partly targeted for seizure of family-owned private land. Indexed by the 1996 government resource, Texas ranks ninth lowest in federal land ownership by percentage, with only 1.194% of federally owned in 1996, but second lowest by total acreage, with over 166,209,769 acres not owned by the federal government. Only Alaska has more unowned land, at least Fed-controlled land, through 47% of its land is federally owned, and much of Alaska may not be useful property anyway. No other state comes anywhere near the 100 million acre mark for land available for federal control that is not currently, that is, federally owned. Thus, Texas has become a target for expanded control. However, much of the Texas land not currently under federal control is now being acquired through eminent domain and other means for use in the Trans-Texas Corridor Project and many other deals benefiting private foreign corporations. Now, Rick Perry has not only been accused of hatching the entire Trans-Texas Corridor plan and handling it and giving it to the foreign corporations like Sintra Zachary, who will toll existing roads for private property, or a private profit, rather, in many cases. He also lobbied to allow these corporations to keep the details of the arrangement secret in face of opposition and outcry by Texas Congress and the public, respectively. Now, Governor Perry also vetoed a bill that would place some limitations on the profit potential for foreign companies running the tolls, and more recently decried the two-year moratorium on toll roads contracts to foreign companies, which he is seeking to overturn. Congressman Ron Paul stated today on the Alex Jones Show, this story was today, regarding Perry's announcement, attendance at the Bilderberg meeting, that it is a sure sign that he's very much involved in an international conspiracy, and of course, he's been the promoter of the highway, but wasn't... It's pretty neat how the people in Texas spoke out and the legislature also, all of a sudden, backed away with a moratorium. Now, Ron Paul added that he was impressed that the Bilderberg was covered by regular media calling it hopeful. I don't know what media Ron's watching, but I hadn't seen it. Governor Rick Perry has also, maybe he's talking about Lou Dobbs. Yeah, I think he's in reference. Okay, he's in reference to Lou Dobbs. And, yeah, that is some hope. But why isn't the other media is talking about it? Governor Perry has also been cozy with Mexico's yeah. Boy, I can tell it's Friday. Dad, I can't talk today. Bad thing for a talk show host when you can't talk. Anyway, let me try this again. I lost my place. Boy, I know it's Friday. At any rate, Governor Perry has also been cozy with Mexico's kleptocracy. There we go, in the past. Meeting in 2005 with the then president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, who awarded local police for giving sanctuary to illegal immigrants, while the two heads discussed other business and cooperation, including a water deal. Fox was a signing member of the 2005 SPP agreement. Perry has other interesting overlap with the Bilderberg agenda, including his shameless promotion of the dangerously untested Gardasil vaccine, which is supposed to protect against HPV, which can lead to cervical cancer. Governor Perry went so far as to mandate the HPV vaccine, which by mandating conveniently protects Merck, the manufacturer of the vaccine, from all liabilities. If that's not enough to get this guy thrown in jail alone, I don't know what is. Meanwhile, the Rockefeller Foundation announced a campaign pushing HPV vaccines worldwide. Gee, just a coincidence, I suppose. Not a conspiracy theory, just a coincidence. Calling for immediate action to ensure rapid global access to the new cervical cancer vaccines. A vaccine only prevents four of approximately 100 mutating strains of the human, and I'm not even going to try to say this virus, has already caused 1,637 adverse reaction reports and killed three girls. Now, David Rockefeller has a vested interest in the pharma industry complex and is also one of the cornerstones of the Bilderberg Group, who still attends every year, even at the age of 92. You know, I guess he doesn't have to say anything. It's like looking at a living statue, I guess. Their hero. Typically, the agenda that Bilderberg is kept secret, though this year has garnered unprecedented media coverage of the bashful consortium of international elites who would prefer to remain in the shadows. In the recent past, rumors have circulated that Perry could be a potential candidate for president or vice president in the future. That, too, fits with the Bilderberg's legacy of kingmaker. Both George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton attended Bilderberg Before winning the presidency, the mainstream media reported that John Edwards' nomination as vice president was due to the Bilderbergs. Perry's rise in Texas politics was largely due to his close association with President Bush, who pushed him into the position as lieutenant governor while governor of Texas. Bush's advisor, Karl Rove, reportedly persuaded Perry to switch to the Republican Party in the 80s during a massive Republican realignment throughout the state. So there's our wonderful governor of Texas down here. He is a crook supreme, folks. I don't know if it gets much worse than this. And the ban continues. Usually we do open phone Fridays here, but it's, folks, if you want to sneak in a call or two, it's we got about 15 minutes left in the program if you want to sneak one in. But we will continue covering the day's issues here. According to, this is interesting. My computer is flipping. Why is the screen flipping on me? Okay, here we go. FoxNews.com, Straight Talk, Paul Has a Point, by Radley Balco. Now, this is the first positive piece I've seen even connected with Fox News. The reaction to the showdown between Representatives Ron Paul and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. I can't wait for the day that I don't have to say that name anymore. I even hate the name, Rudy Giuliani. Has been fascinating. Paul suggested that the recent history of U.S. foreign policy endeavors overseas may have had something to do with the terrorists' willingness to come to America, live here for several months, and then give their lives to kill as many Americans as possible. Perhaps, Paul suggested, the 15-year presence of the U.S. military forces in Muslim countries may have motivated them. For that, Giuliani just charred him, calling him an extraordinary statement, adding, "I don't think I've heard that one before." Let's be blunt, Giuliani was either lying or he hasn't even cracked a book in 6 years. The blowback theory isn't some fringe idea common only to crazy September 11 conspiracy theorists. Thank you, Fox News. I knew you had to get that in there. It doesn't suggest that we deserve the September 11th attacks, nor does it suggest we shouldn't have retaliated against the people who waged them. Well, wait a minute. Let me stop here. Shouldn't we have gone and bombed Saudi Arabia then? Because according to their story, 16 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. Had nothing to do with money. Saddam Hussein. Yeah. And geez, does anybody remember back to the 92 attacks on the World Trade Center? That was a government operation. Hell, the FBI even had to teach one of them how to drive a van for the getaway. Of course, that's not reported, but we're just conspiracy theorists out here. What it does say is that actions have consequences. When the Arab and Muslim world continually see U.S. troops marching through Arab and Muslim backyards, U.S. trade sanctions causing Arab and Muslim suffering, and U.S. bombs landing on Arab and Muslim homes, it isn't difficult to see how Arabs could begin to develop a deep contempt for the U.S. This isn't to say we should never bomb an Arab or Muslim country. I'll say it if they won't. Certainly, to the extent that the Taliban in Afghanistan gave Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda refuge after the attacks, we had no choice but to attack and topple them from government. Well, thank you, Fox, for my opinion, or you think it's my opinion because you spoke it. They go on to say, but we also shouldn't just attack any Arab or Muslim country. Well, thank you, Fox News, which is what we did with Iraq. Saddam Hussein's government was brutal, ruthless, and tyrannical, no doubt, but so are a number of countries which we're allies with. Read Saudi Arabia. Boy, there is a certain grain of truth in this article. This is amazing. Why are they doing this? They don't have to do this. Why are they doing it? I always look for a motive. Hussein's government wasn't a threat to the United States. It wasn't militant Islamist. It was secular. There were no weapons of mass destruction. And Saddam Hussein had no connection whatsoever to September 11th. But let's get back to Representative Paul. After last week's debate, reaction to Paul from pro-war types was swift and severe. The head of the Michigan GOP demanded him be excluded from future debates. Several activists have called for him to be purged from the Republican Party. given what the GOP stands for these days, perhaps that's not such a bad idea. One former staffer declared Paul an embarrassment and announced he'd challenge Paul for his seat in Congress. You could even fill this guy's socks, whoever you are, saying that you're going to challenge Mr. Paul for his seat. You're not even worthy of brushing the seat of his pants. Now, this is all patently absurd. Actually, it's offensive. No one knows precisely what morbid formula inspired the September 11th attacks. Most likely, it was some mix of U.S. foreign policy, exacerbating radical Islamist, already deep-seated contempt for Western allies. Or it was a false flag terrorism operation. Bah, but Fox is never going to say that. Even though the evidence, if I were a judge seated in a case, hearing the evidence and the counter-arguments against the evidence, and I had to make a decision in the case, and, of course, being a judge, you have the responsibility of weighing the facts and making a judgment. That's why they call them judges. I would have to go with the 9/11 crowd. Now, there's been some spurious arguments out there. There have been people that have tried to take us down different rabbit holes. But by and large, the body of information is sound. There was a crime committed. We just don't have all the players that were involved in it. How many members of the CIA? How many people of the NSA? How many insiders in the Bush cabinet knew about it? I certainly know Bush did. All they had to do is look at that clown's face reading the little goat story to the children down in the Florida classroom to tell you that he knew what was going on. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Crown, another ragtag band, declared.
those criminals of yesteryear, those people that dared stand up, put their lives on the line to start this country. You know, folks, I'm going to finish off this article here in a second, this Fox News article. Their propaganda, but with a grain of truth to it. You know, I have heard, and this really rubs me the wrong way, and it's not that I'm an idiot or I'm not well-read on the Founding Fathers, and I know their deficiencies, and I know their shortcomings and their shortfalls. But by and large, how could you argue against these people just being a band of criminals that started this country? And that's what some people are saying within our own circles. Yeah, I know about Benny Franklin. I know what he was involved in. You know, some of the foundings weren't founders exactly, sterling. But if you take a look at what they accomplished, and more importantly, if they were in this for the buck and the setup, why the hell did most of them, the signers of the Declaration, die broke? What, somehow they were stupid 230-some years ago? That they, you know, criminality wasn't around then? You know, so when I hear these criticisms of the founders and what they created, no man is perfect. Can a man create a perfect thing? I don't think so, because inherently we're flawed. We can create stuff that's better, but I don't think perfect. But when I hear the criticism of all the founders were, oh, they were just criminals. They were all Masons, or they were all this or all that. And this was a grand setup. How was it a grand setup? To start a country that they'd have to take down? What would be the point? Why, if this has been a long-range plan of the Illuminists, the globalists, the elite out there, the money mongers and the controllers, why do something and demonstrate it to the rest of the planet how good it is and then have to turn around and take it down? It makes no sense. At any rate, let me finish up this Fox article. But to suggest that we shouldn't even consider our actions overseas might be unintended consequences is, frankly, just ignorant. And to attempt to silence anyone who says otherwise as outside the bounds of civilized debate is doubly ignorant. I can't believe Fox is saying this. If you get stung by a hornet, it makes sense to see if there's a hornet's nest near your home. And if there is, to exterminate it, it doesn't make much sense to forge out looking for hornet's nests anywhere you can find them. Smacking them with sticks, you're bound to get stung again. Now, it also makes sense to see if there's something you're doing that's attracting the hornets, like perhaps storing perfume by a window. None of this suggests you deserve to be stung. It only means you're rationally looking at what caused you to be stung in the first place and trying to prevent it from happening again. Those who find Representative Paul's foreign policy vision fringe-like or crazy would do well to read what other libertarian non-interventionists were saying before the Iraq War began. They were remarkably prescient. Some even predicted a September 11th-like attack years before it happened. For example, the Cato Institute, Gene Healy, said, after our quick victory and after the Arab street fails to rise, you're going to hear a lot of self-congratulations from the hawks, but the fallout from this war is likely to be long-term in the form of protracted and messy occupation and an enhanced terrorist recruitment base. Ted Galen Carpenter, also of Cato, said the inevitability U.S. military victory, or the inevitable U.S. military victory, would not be the end of America's troubles in Iraq. Indeed, it would mark the start of a new round of headaches. Ousting Saddam would make Washington responsible for Iraq's political future and entangle the United States in an endless nation-building mission beset by intractable problems. I'll be hung in a bucket. That was actually FoxNews.com. We report, you decide. Well, they actually reported something that I've decided that's at least half good. Thank you, Fox News. Keep up the good work. Well, if you keep doing the good work, there'll be another turnover in personnel, I'm sure. That'll do it for us today, folks. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. See you then.
A message for all.